a very strong supporter and board member, Jerry Demersion, and his family have been such strong supporters of Webster Cantrell Hall, and actually have Jerry started a scholarship fund through Webster Cantrell Hall and has provided so many of these youth that I was speaking of the opportunity to go on to college. So we are honoring him at this event. So you can call and purchase a ticket to attend the event, or you can make a donation, just a financial donation. We're looking for sponsorships now. Or if you own a business and you would like to donate something, we will have live and silent auctions as well.
Wonderful. October 21st.
October 21st.
And if people, and you probably need people to serve on the committee as well, if you want.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I know Holly's always looking for hands and feet. So, yes. Hey, if you have time on your hand and you're thinking, I don't do enough for the community. And, you know, there are a lot of people with great talent out there that don't know how to get involved. Absolutely. This is a wonderful, and you see the fruits of your labors right there in the eyes of the kids.
Yes,
you really do.
And if people don't, one thing I wanted to mention real quick as well, if you don't have the time to actually become a foster parent or the day-to-day thing, you can become a mentor, and you can go and take a child that is in foster care or that is in a residential program. Give the foster parents a break for a couple of hours,
right.
You know, once a week or every other week or something like that. So there are lots of ways they can help, and just feel free to give me a call.
Wonderful.
What is your phone number again? Because I'm going to write it down on my notes here.
Yes, it's 423-6961, and my extension is 2138.
And where are you located at?
Our main office is on Cantrell Street on the corner of 19th and Cantrell.
Okay. And so my
mom's... If you've never been there, you really have to go see it.
I would like to go, and I'll tell you, my mom's an Avon lady. And she has an abundance of shampoo, conditioner, makeup,
love
soap,
that.
Bubble bath. She gives me so much at Christmas. I don't know if she'll be listening today, but it's like, you know, I re-gift and I try to bless others because, you know, a bottle of shampoo really does kind of last a long time.
It does. You know, and that is a blessing.
I would
girls
like to just make
the girls
a drop
home
off.
Would think they had hit the lottery.
Yeah, the girls
well,
are
everyone
great.
Likes makeup too.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Holly, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank
so
you
good
for
to
having
see
me.
You.
It's great to see you.
We'll have you back.
Absolutely.
Because there's more to talk about. Maybe maybe around Christmas time, that would be a good time, because I know that's a huge need as
that
well.
That would be wonderful. Thank you for everything that you've done. And thank you to the community.
Hey, and we don't want to, we also have to give a little shout out to the male side of the cradle and the convert, Mark Bartholomew, who has served in many ways, but most recently as president of the board for the past 3 years.
Yes, poor Mark. We wouldn't let him go. It's normally a 1 year commitment. And for 3 years, he served Webster Cantrell Hall as our board president, but he continues to serve each and every day, and we can't thank him enough.
Yeah.
Thank you,
so
Mark.
Shout out to Mark.
Yes. God bless all of those volunteers, foster parents, and especially you. Thank you for what you're doing. You can tell you just really love what you do, and this is so heartfelt.
Yes.
So
it's a great organization.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you're listening to WDCR, The Cradle and the Convert. This is Catherine Smith with Sharon Chulosky, and we've had the pleasure of talking to Holly Newbon from Webster Cantrell Hall, and we'll be right back.
Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls, where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Truth is harder than a lie.
Welcome back. I want to just keep listening to this song. I love it. It's called If We're Honest, which is kind of my theme of my life right now. My Honestly Girls blog.
I love it.
Well, welcome back. We're WDCR, The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Catherine Smith, and this is Sharon Chlosky. And we, oh gosh, that was the quickest 30 minutes ever talking to Holly. I loved it.
I know. I'm still reeling from all of that and kind of pumped. I want to get involved. I really do. I really want to encourage our listeners to do the same. Go to their website.
The Holy Spirit kind of just whispers in your ear when you hear about things like that, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
If you're honest.
I want to mention that last week we had some technical problems here at WDCR. Our computer crashed at our tower, and our backup power service failed too, which is kind of like the trifecta happened. And our goal, of course, is always to stay on the air. But last Friday, we were off the air. And so we are listener supported. So if you would feel in your heart to make a donation to help keep us on the air when things like that happen, we will take it. We will definitely take it. You can donate online at www.wdcrradio.com, or you can just call 464-1099. And no gift is too small or too large. A hard drive in a computer, how much is that now? $500? $1,000 depends on how big of a hard drive you need, right? Yeah. But also remember, friends, if you're out there listening, like us on Facebook. So we're on Facebook, WDCR, and we're at 88.9 and
96.5.
See, I'm always at 88.9.
Me too.
Where I am. 96.5. So we are so excited to be here, and we just want to talk about a few of the things happening in the community. So Sharon, you, Carlos from the Diocese sent you some information about Explore Alpha. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's really exciting because it's coming to St. Patrick. Well, it's actually going to be at the St. James Parish House. But on Thursday, July 27th, it's from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Let me kind of touch a little bit on what this Explore Alpha is all about. And there's 29 million people around the world in 169 countries that have tried Alpha. So we believe that everyone should have the chance to explore the Christian faith, ask questions, and share their point of view in the context of a local church community. Alpha USA works to equip the local church with free and simple tools to share the message of the gospel with those outside the church walls. We are seeing individuals, churches, and communities transformed at an ever-increasing rate. And when Carlos from the diocese emailed me, he said it's transformed the way he lives his life and how he goes about serving his brothers and sisters. But basically, he wanted us to spread the word far and wide in the Decatur area because Explore Alpha, the workshop, is happening again on Thursday, July 27th at 10 a.m. And just to recap, Alpha is a way of introducing people to the Holy Spirit through radical hospitality, real relationship, and reliance on the Holy Spirit.
Wow. So what you and I said is we sometimes as Catholics, not to make a rash generalization, but we're not the best evangelists. And we have a hard time talking about our faith sometimes. So maybe this gives you some tools and equipment to be able to go out there and have those conversations when it comes up. Have right. those Christ-centered Holy, you know, and use the Holy Spirit. I think sometimes we forget how powerful the Holy Spirit can be when we call upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Well, there's another thing happening this weekend, July 15th and 16th at Holy Family, in case you want to go to Mass there. Father Stanislaw Kawa, I have no idea if I'm saying that right, Stanislaw Kawa, OFM, conventional, he's a missionary, and he will be there doing Mass. And he was ordained in 2000, and he served as a missionary in Uzbekistan for 8 years, and he now lives in the Ukraine, and he's teaching at the Higher Seminary in Lviv. So he has a doctorate in canon law, and he will be at all the Masses. So that it looks really interesting. He's in the full he's in like monk garb, you know, like the long, what are those called? I don't know.
Like a brown.
Yeah, like the hassock. Isn't that what it's called? Hassock? I don't know. Gosh, we're going to get calls and people are going to be like, really? Oh,
we're learning and growing. I'm just a like cradle, everyone else.
But
so.
Sometimes I think I fell asleep at RCIA a couple times with my husband. No, I didn't. But
if I'm honest,
Parish Mission is also happening in the fall at Holy Family, and it's going to be September 9th through 11th, and it's going to be really cool. Some of our deacons are coming back who are now priests, and they're going to do the parish mission. So it's going to be Father Marty, Father Braden Marr, and Father Michael Friedel. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So
what is that exactly?
A mission?
Yeah.
I mean, it is like a 3-day mini retreat. It's like you come at 6:30 and they speak, and then there's always like a little reception afterwards. So it's like an hour and a half that they usually talk, and it's on a topic. And oh, it's just a nice little pump rejuvenation of your faith in different perspectives. I highly recommend it. Highly.
I love Father Braden and Father Marty. And I can't imagine with you, because you have kids at Holy Family and they were so involved in the school.
They were.
But I mean, I saw them at St. Patrick Parish, you know, at church, and I've just seen them in the community. They're very involved.
Yeah.
So enthusiastic and so young.
Well, Father Michael came back last weekend and did, because he was just ordained recently. And so he came back and did Masses this past weekend at Holy Family. And it was so cute. My Lewis, who's going to be 14 this weekend, he's the one that we always say, are you going to be a priest? We're like trying to lead him towards the priesthood. But he says, permanent deacon, Mom, I need to have a wife and children.
Oh, so, yes, we need some grandchildren. So.
But he said, he's sitting there, and, you know, Father Michael did the opening prayer and everything, and then we sat down for the first reading, and he looks at me, and he goes, he's doing so good. He's doing so good.
Aw, don't you love that when our kids get excited about church? Like, Max loves to serve. I just love it.
Louis does, too. So what else we got? What else is on the calendar?
Okay, gosh, there's a lot. So listen up, listeners. Okay, so St. Mary's is having the Relay for Life. I know this is a big deal for their cancer care center.
When is Relay for Life?
It is July 21st. That's a Friday. The opening ceremony is at 6 p.m. So it concludes Saturday, July 22nd at 6
a.m. Is it out at Richland
again? Yes, it's out at Richland. To sign up or purchase a luminaria, you can email valerie.jordan@hshs.org or call extension 5531 at St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have the phone number off the top of my head. Okay. Also,
we're off the cuff here. Here, let me do one real quick.
Yeah.
The National Catholic Youth Conference is November 16th through 19th in Indianapolis this fall. It's a 3-day experience of prayer, community, and empowerment for our teens. And I would highly recommend this for our young people. Early registration deadline already passed, but I think you can still register. If you go to dio.org/youth-ministry, you'll see a link there to the National Catholic Youth Conference. And I think we might be talking to Kyle here. I think Dave and Mark might have him on and talk a little bit more about it. It's like, as my little friend in Rome said, a big papal pep rally. It is so fun. It's a lot of fun for the kids. What else is going on?
Okay, well, there is a mission, appeal at Our Lady of Lourdes, and that is the weekend of July 22nd and 23rd. There's a lot of information here. It's in their bulletin, and I'm sure their bulletin is online, too, if you want to read a little bit more in depth. But
what mission? We're from what country? Do you know?
I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry, listeners.
Oh, let's see. The Missionary Society of St. Paul in Nigeria. Okay. So, yeah. So he's going to be their mission is in Malawi. So that would be a neat one to go to. So, again, that is at Our Lady of Lourdes, July 22nd and 23rd.
Okay, something I'm super duper excited about, I'm going to rip it right out of your hand, you go is right the in. Couples Night Out.
Coming up in August.
We've been to every one. I know you've had your hands involved in the planning of that. It's always just an amazing event.
It's just a nice place to connect with people and other couples of faith, right?
Yes, it's just a nice little getaway. But on Monday, August 14th, we are going to be joining Bishop Thomas John Papraki is going to be the speaker at Couples Night Out. He'll be giving an inspiring presentation on the sacrament of marriage. So mark your calendars.
Should be interesting, because it's kind of a hot topic surrounding him right now. So there, I come one and all. What an opportunity to have an open, honest conversation with our bishop.
And in all honesty, like, I would make your reservations
quickly
today. So I know it will be standing room only.
You can call what
you
number?
You can call Donna Dossman at 422-4534. Or there's a website. It's DecaturCouplesNightOut.RSVPIFY.com.
And if you, there's a Decatur Couples Night Out Facebook page, yes, as well. If you go there, that RSVP link should be there, mm-hmm, hopefully, because that's my job to put it there. So hopefully I'll check on that right now and make
sure I did.
I'll
make a note to get my RSVP in.
Yeah,
too,
we've already had several RSVPs, which everybody is usually last minuteing. So this is great to have it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Let's see. Catholic Charities Four Seasons Resale Shop has a new location. Oh, I don't know if everyone knows this, but just a reminder, it's at 2705 North Water. It's right across from St. Teresa High School. And it is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Saturday from 9 to 1, and they are accepting donations, including furniture. If you need to make arrangements for anything to get picked up, their phone number is 428-3458. That's the store number. It's extension 236. And volunteer help is always needed and welcome, and they thank you for your support and patronage.
Awesome. People moving, they need places to take things, right? Or cleaning out the basements. And
absolutely,
that's kind of
that
time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I had a dumpster at my house before we moved.
Boy, I would have. Mm. You know, I've never thought about dumpster diving, but I'm sure there's probably some good stuff in dumpster.
You saw my Facebook post. Yes. I like put everything online. I was like, getting rid of this.
Okay, last but not least, the St. Mary's Widowed Support Group. It's every month, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's coming up July 27th at 11:30, and it's going to be at Four Star Family Restaurant in Mount Zion. That's nice. 1100 Illinois Route 121 in Mount Zion for the Widowed Support Group. And there's a 55-plus community gathering. That will be Wednesday, July 19th, with Mass in St. Anne's Chapel at 11:30 a.m.
Where's St. Anne's Chapel? Do you know that? What church is this is
it
presenting
says,
this?
Friends of our Nancy Conway from Friends of Argenta
is the speaker
after the meal.
What organization is promoting
that? I'm sorry,
that?
It's.
Huh? Do you know where St. Anne's Chapel is? Please, Gigi Langhauser is doing it. Okay, I don't know.
She's at
Isn't
Lourdes.
St. Anne's at Our Lady of Lourdes?
Is it?
Yeah, I believe that's
okay,
Chapel of Lourdes.
Okay, because Gigi's at Lourdes.
There's our man behind the scenes. Thank you, Dave Slade. So, St. Anne's at Lourdes. See, this just got... No, you know what? I don't think so. This is from St. Thomas. It's from St. Thomas.
Okay. So, sorry, listeners, for that.
That's
confusion.
Okay. Hey, so
and
let's
just a reminder,
recap. That is St. Thomas, St. Anne's Chapel, 11:30 a.m., July 19th, 55-plus community gathering. So just to be clear.
Yes, lots of great stuff going on. I know the summer's always a good time to get out and about.
Yeah, and there's been great Bible schools going on and lots of other things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break. This is WDCR Cradle in the Convert, Catherine and Sharon, Ladies Edition, and we'll come back and round out with our gospel for this weekend and have a little reflection and just end up. We thank you for listening, and don't forget, if you would like to support us, please like us on Facebook or visit us online at WDCRradio.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Cradle in the Convert, Ladies Edition.
Sharon, I love it. She's looking at me like, what? Oh, I love it. And people love you for that.
Okay. Let's
no, we're not redoing it. We're not. We're keeping going. And we're 23 seconds in. We're all good. This is the Cradle in the Convert, Ladies Edition. And we just have so much fun. This is Catherine Smith and Sharon Schlosky.
Yeah.
And it's been a great day. I missed doing this last month. Thanks, Dave, for coming in and recording with us. Dave Slade is the man behind the scenes, and we so appreciate him.
Yes,
so I'm going to read our reading for this weekend. It's the 15th Sunday this weekend, and our reading comes from, if I can read, I'm pulling this up on my phone, from Matthew. It says, "On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore, and he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, 'A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil, and it sprang up once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." Now, there's a longer version of this that you can go on and read. I am using the Relevant Radio app, where you can get all the daily readings. But gosh, I don't know. I love how God uses his word to be poignant, especially with today, with our guest, with Holly. And the seeds that were amongst the thorns got strangled. And it's those kids grow up amongst the thorns.
Absolutely.
And they just need to be put into some rich soil, you know, and they will grow and they will have fruit. And like the woman who went on and got her master's degree, she was a daughter of a drug addicted mom and left alone by herself. I can't even imagine. And this just says so many different things to me. One, it says Jesus went out and sat down by the sea. Do you ever feel guilty just for sitting down?
Yeah, there's days when I can't even think of just, like, I haven't sat down for hours. I've been doing this.
But then
when
you finally get there, you sit there and feel like, what, I should be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I have this guilt about just sitting. And it's my five, almost six-year-old that says, "Mommy, will you please just come sit next to me?"
Aww.
And then that's what
Same.
I hear. And it's okay for us to just sit down. So that's the first thing I heard. And then that he had these groups of people, and that the Alpha program of, how did he speak to them? He told them stories, you know, he spoke in parables. And if you go out to the longer reading, they even question him, "Why are you talking to us in stories, in parables?" And because that's the way you're going to learn, is basically what he went on to say. So, and well, I feel like that's what we get to do here, is just kind of tell our story and say, hey, real life is real faith.
Absolutely. And we learn from others and we mentor to each other. And, you know, just like in the gospel, you know, we're planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So Holly planted a lot of seeds today.
Yeah.
She's really, you know.
You just have to have some soil. And whether you're the seed planted in you is foster care or mentorship, or whether it's going to Catholic Charities and volunteering, or whether it's donating to WDCR to help our, you know, keep us on the air, whatever that is. That is having rich soil. It's being open to the presence of God and what you can do for him, with him, through him.
Amen.
Yeah. It's been a great hour.
It sure has. Thanks for wrapping that all up. That was perfect ending to a great show.
Yeah. So let's say a prayer.
Absolutely.
How about a Hail Mary? I love Mary.
Me too.
So, okay. Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Cradle and the Convert, Ladies Edition, out.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears the way we die.